Blog Talk Radio.
George Gamond, and what day is it? Oh, today's Thursday, isn't it? So you gotta lose track of time. You know, it's been a weird week. So, but it's Thursday. How cool is that? Okay, so what are we gonna do today? Well, we're gonna talk to dead people. We always do that. Maybe a little past life here and there. Tell you a little bit about what I've been offering as a service lately to help people. It's about looking into your future. A couple different ways of doing it, or you can do them together, or you can do them separate, or you can do them all the above. Right? First way, I guess, would be is to let me look into your future. Let me see what spirit takes me, or your higher self, or however you want to describe it, or maybe your ancestors. I don't know. They might have something to say. Let me look into your future. Let me use my clairvoyancy and my clairaudience to look into your future. A week from now, a month from now, 6 months, a little bit further out generally is good. All with the idea that based on the principles of the law of attraction, that you're actually creating this yourself. What you're doing now and what you've been doing for the last whatever number of days and weeks and so forth is actually creating your future. So that's what we'll look at. Now, you've been asking for things and the universe has been putting it out there for you. Now, once you see it and go, oh, yeah, this is what they're showing you, showing me about your future, then you need to either go, yeah, that's cool, I want to go there, that's really good stuff, I want to hang on to that one. Continue to keep the vision yourself, the images yourself. Now, sometimes they're metaphorical, sometimes it's the real thing that you're going to be seeing in your future. Now, the second part of that is taking you there. And I use a form of meditation, a little mixed in with some hypnotherapy, to take you forward into your future, so you can see yourself in the not too distant future. And it's kind of fun. Now, is it an imagination? Could be, but that's okay. If it's your imagination, that's wonderful, because this is what you're trying to create for yourself. This is what you're putting out to the universe. So for you to see it and verbalize it, wow, how effective is that, right? So that's what I do. And if you go to the messenger.info, and I'll give you that, you'll see a little write-up on the pricing that I've structured lately. You have to kind of drop down through a couple articles, and you'll find it. And also, there's on the messenger, I posted the link for the podcast for this show on iTunes so that you can go there, and you can listen to any of the shows. I think they list about 30 days worth of shows. Much easier to do it that way. So if you go to the messenger, you can read about my special and about going into your future. Let me look at your future, or you go there, either way. Or you can look at the list of all the podcasts of the show here, so you can go back and look at those. Yesterday was a very interesting show, and it was more about politics and all that sort of thing, and, you know, freedom and all those wonderful words. But today's show is about, and I'll take calls, and we'll look into your future, see what you're creating, because it is about your creation. That's why people don't want to accept that sometimes. Oh, I'm creating this? Oh, my goodness, right? But you are. You are. Every day, the thoughts and feelings and emotions you're putting out there is attracting things to you. So looking at the election in the United States, we created Donald Trump. Ah, no, but we did. Okay. Or many people did. He did a good job of creating himself, too. Let's just leave that alone. We'll stay out of the political arena today. We're going to talk about focus. This is a crazy world. They always talk about adult attention deficit disorder, but I think we all have a little bit of it anymore. What do you think? If you're in the chat room, what do you think? Because we're being just bombarded with information. We got the internet, we got emails, we got television, we got people calling us, we got cell phones. You ever go out with your cell phone anymore? Do you ever leave the house without your cell phone? Now, I'm sure a lot of people do. Yesterday, I went on a walk with my dog, and I left my cell phone on the dining room table, and I felt almost naked in the walk. But then it's a good time to just do a walking meditation. Maybe we should leave the cell phone at home more, and then we can focus on our lists and things we want to accomplish without thinking, oh, they're going to call me. Oh, they should be calling me. Oh, I got to call this person. I got to send this person a text or an email. Try it. Go without your phone. That's probably on the list of things that I have, the steps to focus. We're going to talk about focus, and I'll take some calls. But I also have an Abraham. I know I have a caller, and I'll be with you in a second. I'm just kind of setting up the show a little bit more for what's going to be going on. Let me start with a call, and then I'll get into the Abraham quote, because I thought it was very appropriate for what we've been talking about in the last couple of days with the elections and all that craziness and all that energy. I did have a thought. Well, I'll leave it alone. Okay. See, I'm being distracted. I got to focus. Focus, George, on what you're doing first. Focus on a call, then Abraham, and then taking some other calls and taking some questions in the chat room and talking to your dead relatives or famous people, whoever you want to talk to, and they're going to look in your future and give me or take me there. Woo, take me there. Take me there. So let's go on with the call. Hello.
Hi, George.
Hello. Hello. Yes,
hi,
I'm
how
here.
How are you today?
I'm okay.
Yeah.
I'm fine. Trying to focus. Focus, focus, focus.
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
Focus is a focus. Whoa, my phone, my computer just something really weird. I'll be back. Oh, no. What did it do? I bumped something. Oh, there it goes. Pshh. I went to a strange page. Like, what is going on here? Okay, so how are you and what's going on with you today? See,
I'm very well, thank you. That's all right. I'm good, thank you. The job interview I spoke to you about yesterday, it came back this morning saying that they are interested in making an offer.
Excellent.
So they had,
good for you.
Yeah, which is... So far, it is all right, but then they said, they asked me how much low am I willing to go from the range they offered. Then I said, because I'll have to travel every week to Frankfurt, and then it'll have incur cost as well, travel cost, but also work-life balance will be impacted. So I would go at the range, at the topmost range. So after that, they came back saying, can you speak German? So that was through the recruiter. So and I told the recruiter that it was a desirable skill, but it wasn't a mandatory skill. So he agreed with me. He said, fine, let me reply back to the bank and find out if it's a necessary skill. So what do you think is going on here?
What do you mean, what is going on here? They're going through the process. They're going through the process. They're making sure that you're a good fit. Okay, I mean, what else is there to say? That they want to know if you're adaptable. You're adaptable. Are you so hard line and so fixed, or are you flexible and adaptable to the situation, to what they're offering? Of course, they're gonna, with the expression we would use, lowball you a little bit, try to get you down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they do. Hold
right,
you around.
So,
you might want to compromise a little bit. Yes, compromise. Don't compromise a lot, but compromise a little bit. Be flexible. Don't be so rigid. Okay.
Right. So not knowing German would still give me an offer.
You'll learn. Learn German's not that hard to learn if you speak English. Really.
Yeah.
English is partly a Germanic language. And plus, a lot of people in Germany speak English and whatever else. So don't worry about it. Just keep going. Don't worry about it. Keep going.
Okay.
Don't let fear get in the way.
No. So I should hear back from them positively then.
Before Monday or Monday at the latest. Okay.
All right. Thank you. Thanks, George.
You're welcome. See, fear gets in the way, doesn't it? Sometimes it's difficult to focus when fear is in the way. So you have to kind of push fear aside. Let me give you the Abraham quote, if I can find it. I got too many little pages open and windows open, but that's okay. Let's see. Oh, I have Pam Grout too, but let's just do the Abraham quote. And then if anybody wants to call in and look forward into your future, a month, 2 months, 6 months, something that you're concerned about, what it may look like. I have to admit, I didn't focus as much as in this future, but it just felt like that's what it felt like I needed to say at the moment. Okay. There are always those. This is an Abraham quote, the Abraham Hicks material, The Secret, if you're familiar with the quote. It's from 2003, March 8th, from a workshop in San Francisco, California. There are always those who thrive when masses are dying of sickness. There are always those who thrive economically when economic decline seems to be in order of your nation. There are always those who are clear-minded in environments of confusion. You do not need everyone or anyone to align else to align with your desire. You only need to align with your desire. Now, let's break that down a little bit. Let's say you want to make a lot of money and you want to create a lot of money in your life and or relationships, or let's use money as the best example of what they're talking about here. If people aren't doing well around you financially, that really has nothing to do with you. According to the law of attraction, it really has nothing to do with you. That even in the most difficult of times, if you're in alignment with your desire, which in this case would be money, you can attract it. You can bring it into your reality. Let's say health. Everybody's sick around you. Everybody's got the flu. Or everybody's got this horrible disease of some kind. But if you're in alignment, even if it's contagious stuff, even if it's like the little bugs are flying everywhere, getting everybody sick, if you're in alignment with health and well-being, other people don't affect you. Let's say all your friends are whining about relationships and they can't have a good relationship. When you're in alignment with a good relationship and meeting a good relationship, that's you and the universe, or you and source, connecting together to create or draw in a good relationship. And the contrary of all this, and what they're not saying here, but they are saying here in so many words, is if everybody's not doing well financially and you buy into that and that becomes part of your belief system, well, nobody's doing well, I shouldn't do well, you're not going to do well, right? So if you buy into the negativity, if you buy into nobody's making any money, why should I make any money? Or everybody's sick around me, I will be sick too. Or, you know, pick whatever it is. Nobody has a good relationship. Nobody's meeting that right person in their lives. So why should I? It's not happening to everybody around me. Why should it happen to me? Because it doesn't take everybody else, is what Abraham is saying. And spirit would say to you, it just takes you to be in alignment with your desire and source energy and matching vibration of what you want, and you'll get whatever you want. So it has nothing to do with other people. You can stand out from the crowd. It happens all the time. So think about that. Now, let's get back to the word focus, and I'm trying to find back where I was and see if anybody wants to talk to me about anything. Okay, I got somebody. Okay, we'll be with you in a second. Let me get back to the word focus and what that Abraham material would say about focus. So you focus on the end result of what you want. You don't get distracted by the negativity around you. You don't get distracted by all the people that are having the problems and worried about this and worried about that. Just focus on what you want. And I'll avoid the political thing here, and I'll just say, let's just use money for an example. if people aren't doing well, that's where their focus is on not doing well. So don't focus there. Focus on doing well. Focus on what you want. Focus on your end result and don't be influenced by other people. So focus, focus, focus. So we'll talk more about focusing and some ways to focus and how to focus on some things that you want to focus on. And yeah, that's kind of the whole show is about is focus, focus, focus. And if I do readings for you, if I take you into your future or I go to your future and you like it, you go, ooh, I want that. That sounds really good for me in the future. Ooh, really want that, really want that. Then you got to focus on it. Part of you, you know, put it on your vision board. Carry it around with you. You know, make a little piece of paper that's my goal. And that's what I'm going to get. And we'll get about focus, a little more about focus and how that can apply to this. Because if you hear something from a psychic, whoever it is, doesn't have to be me, and you really resonate with it, and you really think, yeah, that I really want that. That sounds like a really good deal for me. Then focus on it. Write it down. Put it in living color. However you can do it to stay focused on that outcome. And then you're putting it out to the universe. This is what I want. Yeah, I really can vibrate with that. I see it. Feels good to me. It feels really good to me. So let me take a call. So that's how it works. If you don't believe it, if you say, yeah, right, never happened before. Why should it happen now? Well, guess what? Guess what the outcome of that one is? Okay, let me take a call. Hello?
Hi.
Hello? Who am I speaking to? Whom am I speaking to?
This is Sophia.
Sophia, what's going on today?
I'm sorry?
What is going on with Sophia today? Why did you call into this show? What is the reason for actually dialing in and saying, I want to talk to this strange man today?
Yeah, I am riding home from work, just listening to some blog talk and dialed in.
Okay. You had a question?
Nope.
Let me do this for you. Instead of that, I'm going to do this for you. Okay? So now hold on. Relax. It's a great grandmother. That's what I hear. Great grandmother. On your father's side, I'm getting leaned over like my head's being pulled over to the father's side of the family. I don't know why they do it that way, but they do it that way. So it's like great-grandmother, father. I don't get names, so don't worry about the name. We're not going to try to go there. Father's side of the family, let's see what the message she has for you today, okay? Let's see if this makes
sense. Okay.
Let's see if this resonates with you at all. And if it does, cool. If it doesn't, maybe you're driving too fast. I'm kidding. What is she saying? Yeah, slow down. No, I'm just teasing. No, slow down. Slow down. No. You don't feel like you're going that fast anyway, or you wouldn't be doing this.
No, I'm actually almost pulling up so I can stop and get
okay,
focused.
Let me focus on we're back to the word focus here. Let me focus on what she has to say to you. Okay, I don't know what this means. And if it means anything to you, cool. If it doesn't, I have no idea what she's talking about. She says that step one is almost done. Whatever that means. I don't know what that relates to in your life. But she says step one is almost done. Step two will happen very shortly, within a few days. So I don't know if you're accomplishing something in your life or trying to get somewhere. Step one is almost done. And maybe something's being laid out for you to do in the future, but step one is almost done. Step two will feel really good to you, and it's going to happen in a very few days. Okay, and I don't know what she's trying to talk about. I don't know what that particular thing is, the step. Are you trying to achieve something in your life right now?
There's actually a couple of things. So.
Okay, name one of them. Let me see what it is. It feels more financial.
Uh-huh.
That's the energy I get around it, it feels more financial than it does about relationships or moving or anything else. It feels like step one, and whatever this financial thing is, she's saying, yeah, it's almost, step one's done. Step two is ready to happen. Okay. And it'll move quickly in the next few days. It's going to move quickly. Yeah. Yeah. But
well, I'm glad to hear
ready to go. She's saying, you know, kind of grab yourself up and hold on because it's ready to fly. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So I don't know what that refers to, but that's the words exactly how I heard it from her. Was that, and it felt like it was financial. Kind of got that energy around money or something related to money. Okay.
Okay.
So be ready. Get ready to fly.
I will.
Take care.
Thank you.
Enjoy the rest of your drive.
You're almost done. I want to keep listening.
Okay, I'm just going to put you on hold. Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, that was fun. That was fun. Yeah, I never know what they're going to say. It's almost this eerie feeling when you're trying to tap into somebody's dead relatives. You know, those on the other side, non-physical world, whatever you call it, heaven, who knows what you would call it. Like, the eerie feeling is, what am I going to hear? What am I going to get? And there's that little bit of, like, hesitation there, like, you know, I guess that's natural. That's got to be natural because we're human. And that tells me I'm not making this up. I'm not making this up because I'm listening intently to hear what I hear. Okay, let me take another call, and we'll talk more about focus. Let's get back to focus here on the calls. Focus, focus, focus. Is there a thing called hocus pocus? No, it's pocus, not hocus. Never mind. Hello.
Hi. My name's Donna.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi, Donna. How are you?
Hi. I'm doing good. I have never called before.
You live in the San Diego area?
I do, yes.
That wasn't psychic. I just recognized the area code.
Right. Yeah. 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 So,
What's going on?
Well, nothing. Can I just see what your funny question or
is there a particular subject matter that you're concerned about?
How about in the area of moving? Any details on my move? That's going to be happening.
Before the end of the month? Are you moving before the end of the month?
Yeah, I'll be around the first of December, around that time frame.
Yeah, it kind of feels like the end of the month. You'll be all
maybe,
packed up
yeah,
and ready.
That might, okay. Yeah, I'm already in storage, just ready to go, yeah.
Yeah, so you're ready to go. So, but the end of the month. Okay. So what's the question about the move? You already know you're doing it. Are you going to be a happy camper? Is that the question?
Well, am I going to find a good situation? I'm going to be happy. Well, I'm going to have to probably, just to afford it.
Okay, let me try this. Let me try to go forward into your future. Let me use my clairvoyance and clairaudience see where you're at, what you're doing, and what you're feeling around Christmas time, because that would be after the move, right?
Mm-hmm.
So are you going to be celebrating, or are you going to be depressed? Okay. Let me try to repeat this, because this is how I get it for you. That you will really be enjoying your life in this new move, because it's going to give you the freedom to do things that you haven't been. I'm paraphrasing a little bit because I heard it a little differently, but kind of blupped in all at once. And so you're really going to be in a good place. You're going to be feeling good about the move because it's going to open you up to new opportunities or new directions in life. So, yeah, you're just going to be excited about this. The new possibilities are coming in. It's not just the move, but it's move itself is going to open you up to other things. Okay?
Yeah.
New people, new energies, new directions.
Yeah.
And I get the word new hopes, whatever that means.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
All right. Yeah.
Yeah. So basically what I'm trying to tell you is that what they're showing me is that, yeah, it's cool. It's a good thing. It's a good thing for you.
Yeah. You don't get any details on the move itself?
No, well, I do hear is don't get depressed over it. Don't get depressed and bogged down. Don't let it become so overwhelming when you get to that move part. Especially it feels like after you've moved, not before, because that's a whirlwind of activity. And then when you've moved, you're going, oh, what am I going to do with all this stuff? You know, so don't let it get to you. It'll be fine. Don't get bogged down with it. You'll be fine.
I won't.
It'll go smoothly.
That's good.
For some reason, I'm hearing the money part is no issue. The money part is no issue. Okay?
No, it's not. Great.
Okay.
Great.
Okay,
well,
take care.
Good. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, I said I was going to talk about focus, and I know I have callers, let me just do a couple, and I know I have somebody who wants to talk to me, and I'll be back in a minute. And I won't get into this whole article. It's 11 steps to insane focus. Do more of what matters. And number one, it's 11 steps. So I'll just give you one step, and I'll come back. Here's brief 11-step guide to reclaiming insane focus. Know what really matters. Be honest with yourself about the actions that truly move the needle in your business or your life. An 80-20 analysis is a great place to start. If you're stuck, just think of the tasks you fear the most that give you anxiety just to think about it. Those are likely the most important. Now, that's a different take on it, isn't it? Like, oh, I got to do, you know, what brings up the most anxiety is probably the most urgent. So that's the thing to focus on. It's like you have to pay a bill. Well, there's a lot of anxiety, but I got to pay the bill. So that becomes a focus, that priority. Okay, let me, there's lots of other ones, but I'll get back to them in a few minutes. But if I can find my way back to, oh, all these windows are open. Wait a minute. There it is. Too many windows. Okay, so I have a caller, 347 area code, and then we'll get back to some of these points on focus. Hello.
Hi, George. I just want to listen today. This is Tanisha from yesterday.
Okay, you can listen. You ready to focus more, huh?
Yes.
ready to focus. Okay, so let me move back to the focusing. I appreciate when people call in and just want to listen. That's cool, too. But let's get back to the 11 steps. I think I need to put more batteries in my mouse. Okay. That's just a little side craziness, right? Okay, number two. Pick your top two or three chore tasks each day. These are the things that must happen no matter what. If you get these done, your day is success. So it doesn't say six or seven. That's what the cool thing about it is. It doesn't say there's six or seven. And if you can just, and that narrows your focus. That gives you a sense of accomplishment. You know, if you have a whole list, like 20 things on a list, and you figure you're going to get them all done today, and you get all frustrated. So the idea here, and just think about this, you don't have to do this, but think about it for a moment. Make your list shorter. Let me finish the article. If you get these done, your day is a success. Stick to no more than three or better yet one. You must move closer to your big goals. Checking email does not count. I like that. Checking email does not count as one of those two or three tasks per day. I don't know if you're like me. I sign up to these things, and I seem to get a bucket full of emails. And I delete most of them anymore. I realize, you know, if it's important, they'll get back to me again. Maybe not from friends or so forth, but you get all these solicitations and all this stuff. You know, help us with this cause and help us with that cause and do this and do that and go to this store and go to that store. No, that doesn't count. That's not one of those things you need to accomplish. Okay. Now, according to the article and the person who wrote this article, and the person's name is... not Tony Robbins. It's written by Scott, whoever Scott is. And this is from a website of liveyourlegend.com.net, liveyourlegend.net. I do like the Tony Robbins quote, and I'll give that to you now and before I get to the next step. One reason so few of us achieve what we truly want is that we never direct our focus. We never concentrate our power. Most people dabble their way through life, never deciding to master anything in particular. What's that expression? You know, doing a lot of things, but master of none sort of thing. And I find people in business or in the spiritual practices, and that's probably one of my a little bit of a criticism, I guess, is you got to focus on one thing. You got to do one thing really, really, really well. Really well. And so that my focus now is looking into your future. That's what I want to focus on, looking into your future. Either I go there to look or I take you there. So it's looking into your future and how that applies to the law of attraction. So that's my focus. Don't want to do a whole bunch of other stuff. You know, I've been trained in all these other things. But right now, for me, my focus on you is taking you and showing you your future so you can accept it and fly with it, right? And then his next point is do them first thing. For me, writing is one of my core actions. So I write for an hour or so as soon as they roll out of bed. After my morning workout, which is like for him, 5:45, like really, seriously, people are up that time? Okay. The only reason I'm up at that time is for my dog, right? The longer you wait, the more distractions intrude. Nothing happens before these get done. Okay, so how do you know that? That's a good question. How do you know that 8 o'clock in the morning or 5 o'clock in the morning or 6 o'clock in the morning, this is the thing I'm going to do? We can get more into the article, but I'll give you one rather well-known business executive what said years ago, which kind of stuck with me, is before you go to bed, think about the next day and write down, like to use that example here, write down at least two things that you want to accomplish that you have to accomplish the next day. Like, for example, here, he wants to write. So if you're a writer, write down, I'm going to write first thing in the morning. If you got to pay a bill, you know, online, write that down as the first thing in the morning. So it's behind you. It's done. It's over with. I got to call a certain person in the morning, you know, about whatever it is, right? Got to cancel the cable bill, right? So set that down as a priority. First thing in the morning, as soon as they're open, like, I'm going to go to the market first thing in the morning if you can. Obviously, some people you have to get ready for work. But there's some things that you probably could do before you even go to work that you accomplish one thing on your list. That's a focus. And one of the techniques that's not listed here, but is to the night before, just before you go to bed, write down, put it on your computer, put it on your phone, whatever, however you do it. This is what I want to accomplish first thing in the morning. Then you get it done, and then you don't get distracted by the emails and all this other craziness in your life. So we're talking about focus today. It's a very important thing to be able to do. My intention every morning is that, set my intentions. My intention every morning is to meditate for at least 10 minutes and to do some inspired reading. I haven't got to the writing part. I know there's something inside me that says that you must write more, but at least my intention is to meditate, set my intentions, and to do some inspired reading. That kind of gets me a boost in the morning. That's me. Now, each person's different, and your time schedules are different. But if you can take 5 minutes to 10 minutes just before you get the day going and just meditate, be quiet, and set yourself for the day. It's a good thing to do. You don't need to do an hour. You don't need to go climb a mountain somewhere and meditate for an hour in the morning. You can do just find a comfortable place and meditate for 5 or 10 minutes before or after breakfast. Even before is probably better, but then if you're really hungry, all you can think about is the food that you're preparing, right? It's waiting for you. So let's move on. Let's move on some more steps. I'm throwing some other stuff out Okay. Do not connect to anything until your core tasks are done. So you got those two things, right? No more than three. You're going to do those first thing. Don't convince yourself the internet or email Don't convince yourself you need the internet or email to do your most important tasks. 95% of the time you don't. Leave the internet off and the phone and airplane on airplane mode until you crush through the important. So don't take any calls. Okay? Don't look at any emails. Now, some of the things you have to do, we might have to use your computer. Like I pay bills on my computer. So if my intention is number one list is to pay a bill that's going to do it online, obviously I have to open up my computer. But it doesn't mean I have to open up the 12 different windows that I would normally open up to look at things and overlook, who's on Facebook today? Who wrote something on Facebook today? No. Get done with the task. Pay the bill. Or write that email you have to write to somebody, a response to something for work, and then you can look at the rest of the stuff. Now, number five is really, really important. Really important. I think it's really important. Think about this one for a while. Kill multitasking. Stop thinking it's most efficient. It's not. Stop surfing, doing phone calls, reading during meals, chatting while writing. No one thing, do one thing at a time. Read that again because that's really important. Do one thing at a time. Now, this is not the only place I've ever read this. And scientists say we can never really multitask because our brains don't do that. Our brains do not multitask. Our brains will start focus on one thing to another thing and then flip back. But our brains do not process two things at one time. It flips really quickly, but it doesn't flip. It doesn't stay on two things at the same time. It's so fast. But if you're moving back and forth so quickly in your brain, you're not focusing. So focus on one thing only, one thing at a time only. Not only is multitasking terribly inefficient, but it stresses you out and it's rude to anyone around you. Okay? Don't multitask. And people talk about, I multitask. Kind of look at them like, nah, you're not very efficient. Not really. I make an exception to this. There I go, my exception. I like to read while I'm eating, but it slows me down, so I don't eat as fast. If I have a meal, let's say I'm eating whatever, breakfast, right? Okay, I have my inspiring article that I want to read, and I'll read a little bit, and then I'll move to the food for a little bit, then I'll move back to the article. But the article slows my eating down, so I can enjoy the food more, slow it down a little bit, and not just kind of whoosh through the food. That's not healthy. So slowing your eating process down is a good thing. But it's not really multitasking. I'm not trying to do both at the same time, I'm trying to shove food in my mouth and read at the same time. I'm eating a little bit, looking at the article, reading a little bit, coming back to the food. I guess that would be my exception to that rule about multitasking. So I don't know what you guys think about that. If anybody try to multitask and think they can do it. But scientists say you can't, really. Nope. It's physically impossible to multitask, even though we say we can. Actually, what we're doing is moving through we're switching on and off stuff in the brain. It's like an on and off switch, on and off, on and off, on and off, on and off. And that can get a bit crazy and confusing after a while, right? So keep it on or keep it off. Stay in one subject till you're done with it. Or have you gotten to a certain place where you can take a break and then move to the other subject to a place where you can take a break and move back to it? That's how it works. But you need to be 100% focused on what you're doing and not trying to do two things. A reality. That's a reality. A scientifically proven reality. Okay, number six, which is a good one. And all these are good because I'm guilty of this stuff. You know, it's like, wait a minute. I get distracted. Okay, turn off email and notifications and anything else that just interrupts you. What I have to do, and what I'm thinking about now, is, you know, on your phone or on your iPad or even on your computer, you'll get little notice warnings that something comes in, right? You get a little bing, bing. That's distracting. You should turn those off. When you sit down to do something, nothing else gets attention. Just because someone decides to email, chat, or call you doesn't mean it's more important. These things can wait. Mine just buzzed again, an email coming in. See, that can distract you. These things can wait. But if you know they are waiting there, you'll be too tempted. Avoid temptation at all costs. We are too weak. I don't trust myself with email and my iPhone, so I totally removed it. Now, for me, I get the emails. I'm cool with that. But what I need to do is turn off the notification, the little buzz, the little ring, nothing, blank, zero, and I can look at it later and go, oh, look, I got 3 emails without hearing the little thing go, ching, oh, you got an email. You know, remember they used to have that thing that said, you've got mail. That's about the most distracting thing you can get. You need to silence that one, right? Now, telephone calls are a little different, especially if you're expecting an important call. You don't necessarily have to have that on silence unless you're being bombarded. Now, text messages can be the same thing. You can turn it off for a while you're focusing. You can always turn it back on. But make it a habit of make sure you don't have annoying sounds that distract you. Oh, I got an email. I got to go check it out. Ooh, I got this. I got that. You need to focus. And that's one way of not focusing is to have all those sounds going off around you that tell you, oh, there's an email coming in. Ooh, there's a text coming in. Ooh, ooh, somebody wrote something on Facebook. Ooh, I need to read it. Ooh, ooh. You know, no, leave it alone. Let it go. Focus. So this is all little tips on focusing. I hope this helps you a little bit. I know we got a couple more minutes left. I thought I'd get in. I don't know why I get into focus. Spirit just tells me to talk about focus, so I decided to talk about focus. Maybe because we're so distracted by what's been going on in the political system, we need to get back to focusing on what's important in our lives. This next one I thought, well, there's a couple on emailing, and I won't get into the whole thing. First says, don't check email in the morning. That's good. That's okay. Wait till around noon. But the exception, again, is there always exception to these rules. So if you're expecting something very important, like an email confirming an appointment, whatever the appointment, client, doctor's visit, whatever it is that you're going to be doing, you know, something you have to go, a business email that tells you you need to do something, then you have to check for those. You have to wait for those. And then batch your emailing to 2 times a day max. So if you're going to write a bunch of emails, do it all at once if you can, a couple times a day. Set some times aside. This is when I write my emails and respond to those that have been trying to reach me. Simple. There's a couple more points, and I'm not going to do those right now. Well, let me do this one. Number 9. Try to get less done in a day. Practice slow working. Don't fill every moment of your calendar with tasks. This is a huge one I'm working on. You'll be stressed and rushed the whole day. Slow down and move through your tasks calmly. That's an interesting thing. Don't try to do everything. Limit your day. Don't rush through everything. Slow down. That's a great idea. Just slow down. Take a life a little bit slower. Take some breaks. Go outside. Okay. Yeah. Go smell the roses, right? Go play with your dog or cat. Walk outside. Have a cup of coffee at work. Cup of tea. Do a little meditation. Do some stretching. Do whatever it takes to just kind of slow down a little bit. Okay. I'm not going to let it get to me. I'm just going to relax for a moment. So focus. Focus on your stretching. Focus on what you're doing. And take some breaks. I think one of the other articles I had was about taking breaks. We'll do those tomorrow, maybe. We'll have some fun. It's been fun. This is different. I enjoyed the show a lot doing this. And we'll talk tomorrow. We'll talk to some dead people. Have a great day. Okay, bye now. I love you guys. Love you guys.